Monday out there, lots of sun. We'll get into the 70s. We'll detail that weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Well, if it hadn't been for the coronavirus, President Trump would probably be on a pretty aggressive schedule of campaign rallies by now. Joe Biden probably would be too, but no such gatherings have been held in over 3 months, and that's about to change. President Trump is heading to Tulsa, Oklahoma later this week. ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts joins us now to take a look. Steve, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. And you're right. The president's going to Tulsa, and he's just itching to do this. He's yearning to do this. He loves these rallies. He sort of tried to substitute those press conferences in the White House Rose Garden, and it didn't really work very well. But you got to understand why this is so important to him. I think he feeds off the energy of those rallies. It produces great optics, and even if the networks don't cover it live, those images are repackaged in ads within a day, Paul. Mm-hmm. There'll be ads all over the country showing the president in Tulsa. But also there's another very important factor here. Every single person who comes to a rally like that hands over a cell phone number or an email address, and that just feeds the Trump's database, which is already enormous, giving him a network of contacts that he can use during the campaign. And it fuels his message that the economy's coming back, the country's coming back, yeah, when you see that kind of rally. So, and finally, he has a ready-made foil right there, the press corps, and he can point to them,
right,
and use his one of his core arguments, which is the grievance that everybody feels toward the media. And the media becomes a symbol for a much larger set of enemies that he has, the elitists that look down on his people. So you can understand why he's so eager to get out there.
But there's also the potential for some backfire too here, isn't there?
Yes, there is. The single biggest problem is the coronavirus is still there, and you have health officials in Tulsa warning that this can be very dangerous. Another called it a perfect storm of jeopardy here, because you have huge crowds packed together tightly in an inside arena. Inside, much more damaging, much more threatening than outside. So, and we've seen this in other places where crowds have led to, you know, in church services, some places, for instance, where crowds like this on a much smaller scale have led to a real outbreak of coronavirus. So he can be subject to a lot of criticism for doing this. Plus, there's the fact that are people going to wear masks in that arena? The answer is almost certainly no. And that, too, yeah, is going to be subject to a lot of criticism.
In fact, as I understand it, Steve, people that attend this rally are being told that they can't sue the Trump campaign if they contract the coronavirus.
Yeah, that's true. And it's a tip off to how, you know, how concerned they are and how real the danger is. And what's so interesting here, Paul, is that at the same time that Trump is emerging symbolically by holding this rally, Joe Biden is emerging too, but in a very different way. You know, going to Houston to meet privately with the family of George Floyd on the eve of the funeral in Houston. And now, in that sense, is he appealing to the Democratic base in the same way that Trump is appealing to the Republican base? Yes. African Americans are an absolutely central part of the Democratic base. 89% of Africans voted for Hillary Clinton, 94% of African American women. So, and I think the odds are pretty strong you're going to pick an African American woman to be his vice presidential candidate. So he is playing to the base too. But the words he's using are very, very different. You know, Trump will be talking about fake news. Trump will be talking about the media as the enemy of the people. Trump will be talking about his enemies. Biden is using words like healing and steady, and he's the president for all of us. He would be the president for all of us. It's much more of a message of healing, much more a message of unity, but it's a low-key message. This is not Joe Biden on the stump yelling and screaming the way Trump will. This is when he talks about steadiness. That's a key to his we're seeing, Paul, his emerging campaign themes. He's trying to contrast himself to Trump. And as you and I have talked about before, let's be honest, the polls are very clear. There is an enthusiasm gap. Trump supporters are much more enthusiastic about voting for him than Biden voters are voting for Biden. But so his message can't be, I'm going to be a great president, because people don't think that. But when his message is, I'm steady, I'm reliable, that's the contrast he's trying to make with Trump.
Well, and it is a very stark contrast. It's almost like everything that Trump does, Biden does the exact opposite.
Well, yes. I mean, that's, I agree with you, Paul. And I think that's very much by design. And he's trying to draw as many contrasts as possible. And that's why I think you'll see very few Biden rallies. I think you'll, his message is very different. His message is, I can be a healer. That's why he chose to go to leave his basement in Delaware to go console the Floyd family in Houston. This is one of the roles that is a very important role of any president, consoler in chief. And this is a totally nonpartisan role. Republicans like Ronald Reagan were very good at this. Democrats like Barack Obama were very good at this. So this is not a partisan issue at all. But the fact is, Trump has been particularly bad at that role. He just doesn't seem to have that gene. He doesn't seem to have that instinct to console people and to project a sense of empathy over and over again when these opportunities have presented themselves. He has failed to meet the mark. And it's a very important part of any presidential role. We saw it with George Bush at Ground Zero. We saw it, as I say, with Barack Obama after the shootings at Mother Emanuel Church in Charleston singing Amazing Grace. We saw it with Bill Clinton consoling victims of hurricanes in Oklahoma and after the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City. This is really an important part of the presidency, one that is so strikingly lacking in Donald Trump, and that's one of the key arguments that Biden is going to be making, that I can be a uniter, I can be a healer, as opposed to the current president.
Yeah, it'll be a very interesting next few months, no doubt about it. Steve, great analysis. We always appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Anytime, Paul. Sure.
Take